Hi, and welcome back to Supreme Master Television. Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we're back with vegan chef Miyoko Shinner. And today she's going to teach us something very unique. She's going to teach us how to make vegan yogurt from your home without a machine.
Well, you know, the reason I wanted to do vegan yogurt is because one thing that people have a hard time adapting to a vegetarian diet is getting away from all the dairy products and finding those really tasty dairy alternatives. Now, I do know there are vegan yogurts available now, soy yogurts available on the market, right. But you can actually make it taste richer, and you can alter the flavors slightly. We're going to make it with soy milk and cashews, like the bechamel that we made in the other show. The cashews add a richness to it that is sometimes missing in soy yogurt. We're going to make a quart of this. So we I have about a cup of soy milk in my blender, and I'm throwing in about a half a cup of cashew nuts. We're going to put the lid on top and start out very slowly so we don't splatter. And we're going to peel it once again until it's very creamy. Just about 30 seconds. Now, we're going to pour our soy milk, the rest of the soy milk, about 3 cups of it. You can use plain, you can use vanilla, if you want your own vanilla yogurt. Doesn't really matter, you know, how you want it. And we're going to add this mixture, this nice creamy mixture to this. And all we're going to do is heat it up so it's warm to the touch. Actually, what so you do is you want to just put a little dab
on your wrist
to see how hot it is.
And the reason for that is if you overcook it, something happens, or you...
That's right. If it's too hot, if the soy milk is too hot, it will kill the bacteria, and it won't set. If
so
it's too
really
cool,
important.
It won't grow. So it's just like baking bread working with yeast. You have to make sure that you have the right temperature. So you don't want it too hot or too cold. You just want it somewhere around 110 degrees, 100 degrees, something like that. It's not an exact science. The way I learned how to make yogurt was, years ago, I went to Egypt as a student, and I went to Egypt, and I stayed at this home, and this Egyptian cook for this home made yogurt every single day, and all he did was set the containers out on the counter, wrap them up with a towel, and it worked.
And then you had
every
yogurt.
Night. You had
no
yogurt.
No machine,
nothing.
No special ferment thing.
Nothing. You don't need anything. You just want to make sure, just you put a little bit on there, and when it's warm.
All right, I'll try it.
Okay. Not quite warm enough.
Oh, no, that's kind of cold.
Yeah, it's kind of cold. We're going to let it go for a few minutes.
All right.
So now, you feel this. Oh, now that's nice and warm.
Okay.
Not too hot. You want
to
feel it.
Okay.
It feels kind of warm.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So at this point, all we're going to do is introduce a little bit of yogurt. Now, I already have yogurt, so I can use my yogurt that I made.
Your previous batch you can
actually use. My previous batch I can use as a starter.
As a starter.
So if you don't have it, you can just go to the store and buy some vegan yogurt.
Okay.
Or you can buy acidophilus.
All right.
And that's usually sold refrigerated. It's a little harder to get if you add too much acidophilus. Unfortunately, it'll get really tangy, too.
So you can just get
so you can just get
yogurt.
Something like this, a soy yogurt. That's all you need to do.
Flavored, non-flavored makes no difference?
Makes no difference. Well, start with something that's either unsweetened or just vanilla.
Okay.
Okay.
Good, good.
And you're just going to add about 2 tablespoons, and then you just have to mix it.
All right.
And that's all you have to do.
Okay.
And then here's a nice clean jar. You try to pour it in there without spilling.
Uh-huh.
I take my jar.
Yeah.
And I wrap it up in a towel like this.
Okay.
And we're going to go outside. I'm just going to set it outside because it's a nice warm day.
All right.
You can just find a warm place in your house, buy a heater.
By a window.
Buy a window, buy a heater, whatever. And it's going to turn into yogurt in 4 to 6 hours.
4 to 6 hours?
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, what's important to know is that the longer you let it set, the tangier it will get.
Okay. So
if you like a tangy yogurt, leave it out 8 hours if you want.
But 4 hours, it's
4 hours,
you can check.
It really depends on the temperature of your house and where you've set it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can check it to see if it's...
You can check it and see if it's set or not.
Because it's a clear
That's
jar.
Right. That's right. And you can take the lid off and see if it's gelled, etc. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take this outside.
We'll let the yogurt set in the sun, and we'll be right back to have a taste. When we return, renowned chef and author Miss Miyoko Shinner will also show us how to make a vegan cream topping to transform a plate of fruit into a splendid dessert.
All right, so here we go. Let's see whether or not our yogurt has set. It's been about 4 hours.
Okay.
All right. And let me grab a couple of spoons here. And there's our nice thick yogurt.
Oh my God, look at that.
Okay.
And
what's more, we're going to take this yogurt and we're going to turn this into a yogurt cheese and a yogurt topping for fresh berries.
It's infinite.
The possibilities are infinite.
All right, look at that.
Okay.
Look at that. Oh my God, this is wonderful.
Oh, it's very, very light and creamy.
It really is, okay.
And then we're going to make a topping for dessert. So you've got your breakfast, your appetizer, and your dessert from this yogurt.
Folks, there is no excuse for us to eat any dairy products.
No,
you've got
really...
it all here in one serving, one batch.
That's right.
You do everything.
All right, let's get another bowl and we'll make some dessert topping.
Now you're going to show us how to use that same yogurt and then create a sort of a topping for fresh fruit.
That's right, topping that substitutes for whipping cream.
Wow, wonderful.
So it's great, or creme fraiche. Now, I really like it because it has more character than just whipping cream. It's got these layers of flavors from the yogurt, the slight tang of the yogurt, and the coconut milk that we're going to use. Kids love this. My kids love it. We serve it over pancakes with fresh fruit on Sunday mornings or over blintzes, over crepes. It's just a wonderful topping. So you're going to mix basically equal parts of the homemade yogurt.
Okay.
With some of that coconut milk. And coconut milk is very, very thick.
Yes.
And rich and flavorful.
All right. So about a cup of milk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sweeten it with a little bit of agave, which is a sweetener. So we're going to add a couple tablespoons of that.
But it's a bitter type of sweetener, right?
It has a lower glycemic index than sugar, so it doesn't trigger the insulin response that sugar does.
Oh, okay.
So if you're diabetic or just have problems with sugar.
Sugar, yes. This is a much better option.
This is a better option. It's all natural. And what I like about it compared to a lot of other sweeteners is that it has virtually no flavor profile. It doesn't add its own flavor to it.
So you don't recognize it.
Right. And then I've got a little bit of vanilla.
All right, vanilla extract.
That I'm going to put in here.
Beautiful.
And then we do the little finger tasting. That's very, very good. All right.
All right. I think you're
And you can make this as sweet as you like. Okay. There we go. You've got a nice light cream.
Very much.
If you put this in the refrigerator, it will thicken up. You can eat it immediately, or you can set it aside for a few hours.
And then you drizzle it.
And drizzle it on your fruit. I'd like you to have some of that. So we've got some nice organic berries here.
Yes.
Blueberries.
Yes.
Raspberries. Oh. Strawberries. And we'll put some more of this topping on it. There we go. I'm going to get you a fork.
Look at this.
Yeah.
It's almost like icing, and yet there is virtually, the natural sugar that you have, and then the yogurt. Oh, this is incredible. Incredible.
Mm. As you can see, you don't need to use dairy to achieve the same.
And you cannot even taste, the nuts.
No, you can't taste the nuts.
You can literally, very low fat compared to the animal fat that you would get.
Well, it's a better quality.
It's a better type of fat.
Yes, better type of fat.
Yes, yes. Oh, wonderful. Look at this.
Thank you again, Miyoko, for being with us and sharing your 30 years of food artistry and expertise. When we return to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, on Monday, the lovely Miss Miyoko Shinner will join us again to make vegan cheeses and appetizing dips using the same wonderful yogurt base. Please keep your dial tuned here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, with creative chefs like Miyoko and delightful vegan creations such as these, surely our planet will blossom into a kinder, more luscious world.